Early vote counts show Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama rejecting unionization. By Lucas Nolan on April 9, 2021. Early vote counts at the Amazon warehouse facilities in Bessemer, Alabama, show workers voting overwhelmingly against forming a union. A recent report from NBC News states that early vote tallying at Amazon warehouses in Bessemer, Alabama, shows that the majority of workers appear to be voting overwhelmingly against forming a union despite a months-long campaign from labor representatives to encourage unionization. NBC News reports. As vote tallying paused for the night, 1,100 employees had voted against unionizing, compared to 463 in favor. The tally presented a nearly insurmountable climb for union supporters to obtain the 1,608 votes needed to win. If it is approved, the union would be the first for Amazon, the country's second-largest employer, in the United States. While the vote has not been completed, the retail, wholesale, and department store union, or RUDSU, the union seeking to represent the 5,800 workers in Bessemer, has already said it would challenge the vote by filing unfair labor practice charges with the NLRB. It will allege that Amazon broke the law with some of its anti-union activity in the run-up to the election. Stuart Applebaum, president of the retail, wholesale, and department store union, commented, "Our system is broken, Amazon took full advantage of that, and we will be calling on the labor board to hold Amazon accountable for its illegal and egregious behavior during the campaign. But make no mistake about it, this still represents an important moment for working people, and their voices will be heard." After the 7-week window to vote by mail ended on March 29, the NLRB spent 2 weeks checking the eligibility of ballots and counting them in a process observed by both the union and Amazon. Of the 5,805 eligible voters, 3,215 ballots were cast, but hundreds were set aside as Amazon contested them, according to the union. Read more at NBC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.